What is enough? What does it take for us to finally take holiness seriously? To take the call to follow the Lord and to put it as our top priority in our life? What does it take for us to finally take God's invitation seriously? God desires a relationship with us. God desires to live in union with us, not just for an hour on Sunday, but throughout the whole week, through every day. The Lord desires to journey with us. And what does it take for us to realize that? And what does it take for us to finally respond to that? Lazarus was the poor man in our reading today, and the rich man was there as well. The Lord invited the rich man to pursue holiness, to grow in virtue, by placing Lazarus in his life. The rich man could have grown in holiness by offering love, by offering comfort, by offering food or support to Lazarus. But yet, he avoided him. He knew him well enough to know his name, but he yet didn't take care of him. Isn't that a little bit ironic? He learned his name, so there was a relationship there to a degree, but yet he rejected him. He kept him at a distance. He didn't pursue virtue or holiness, or he didn't pursue the opportunity or respond to the invitation to show Christ's generous love to another human being. And because of that, he suffered eternal punishment. He didn't respond to the invitations that the Lord placed in his life. You and I have many invitations to grow in holiness, to respond to God's generous love for us, first of all, and then to share that generous love for another. We have many opportunities to show God's love. We often want to do it, though, in the ways we want to do it. We want to do a certain thing or do a certain action or love God the way we want to love God. But the reality is God places different opportunities, unexpected opportunities, for us to show him love, for us to show him kindness, by showing love and kindness to another human being. And what does it take, though, for us to realize that? What does it take for us to finally take the call to holiness, the invitation to holiness seriously? St. Paul tells Timothy in our second reading today in his letter to him, he tells him, man of God, he calls him, which is a great title. He's already affirming, like, hey, you're pursuing holiness, you're pursuing virtue, continue to do that. And he tells him, pursue holiness, pursue faith, pursue God. Take it seriously. Don't continue to put it on the back burner, or don't try to make it a lesser priority than it should be in your life. But pursue holiness. Look for ways to show God's love to the flock and trust it to your care. St. Timothy was a bishop in the early church, and so St. Paul was affirming him and encouraging him to bring Christ to his people and trust it to him. Obviously, as a bishop, he had a special responsibility. But at the same time, you and I have a responsibility as well to pursue holiness, to pursue God, and to share God's love with others. Another bishop that we have in our own day and age that did this, who just passed away, was Archbishop Harry J. Flynn. You see his picture in the back of church today. He passed away this past week. And Archbishop Flynn pursued the Lord. He pursued holiness. He took his call to holiness very seriously. If you remember him, if any of you were confirmed by him, he gave the same confirmation homily every single time for parents who went to multiple confirmations or grandparents. You've heard the same homily probably many times. But how did he end that homily? With the same three words. And he said those three words multiple times. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He reaffirmed God's love. And he reminded them of God's love. Why is that important? Because when we realize God loves us, it helps us to put God as our top priority. It helps us to follow him as well. Because when we receive love, what happens? We want to share love. And that's what the Lord wants to do with each one of us today. The Lord shared love with the rich man. He blessed him abundantly. But yet the rich man didn't share that love with another person. Rather, he kept it for himself. So today, my brothers and sisters, and this week, reflect on how is the Lord inviting you to respond to him, to share his generosity with you, with others. Who are the Lazaruses in your life? Who are those people in your life whom the Lord is calling you to love? Maybe it's a person that's irritating or frustrating, or you struggle with patience to be patient towards. That person is placed by the Lord in your life to help you grow in holiness. You're called to love that person. You're called to show respect and kindness to that person. You're called to show God's generosity towards that person by being patient with them, by not letting them get on your nerves or push your buttons, but being a reflection of Christ to them. So today, as we celebrate this Mass and receive Jesus in the Eucharist, let's ask the Lord to strengthen us, to help us realize that Jesus is enough for us to become saints. And he comes to us today to give us his very life so we can be generous, as he invites us to do.